Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Stav, Abby and Matt, Brisbane's Hit 105. We are 6 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Straight after the 8 o'clock news, we're giving away $10,000. Get ready to play Alpha Bucks. I'm going to play you a moment from the television over the weekend that is just brilliant.
Huge win for the Brisbane Lions. Luke Hodges' first win as a Lion.
I love the Brisbane Lions, but they just haven't had this moment since they had the back-to-back premiership wins, because on the weekend, it was like they won the grand final.
It was.
Because we've been the whole season without winning a game, and there's been so many supporters, and they still managed to get a good following at the Gabba. So a shout-out to all the supporters that go there each week.
And you are the number one ticket holder for the Brisbane Lions.
Joint, but who knows the other guy? Big cricketer. He's overseas at the moment, that's why I said that.
Right.
I think I know the reason why the boys finally got a win.
Against Hawthorn,
yeah. Because, and Hawthorn are a big
team.
Yeah,
they're going right, yeah.
We spoke to Luke Hodge ahead of the game last week. And we didn't realise, Stav, that we're in the midst of an AFL great.
Oh, an inspirational speaker who can just pull the best out of any team.
This is the real conversation between Abby and Luke Hodge, I think Thursday last week.
Mm-hmm.
Sessions and everything is unbelievable, and you guys have been playing so well, but it just doesn't translate to goals. Do you know, like, it's like the final.
He knows,
one.
Abby.
Okay,
he
right.
knows.
You're not scoring enough goals, Luke, mate.
When you say, I'm not good at feedback.
Well, apparently you are, because they took that on board and stormed it.
Now, Luke Hodge was unavailable to chat this morning because he's back in the sheds telling the boys, all right, goals again.
This is my favourite player anyway.
Wow. Zorko is on the air this morning. Hey, Zorko.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Congratulations on the win. You got the goals.
Yeah. Yeah, we did. Finally, a reward for effort for the boys, so wake up this morning a winner is a nice feeling.
How much emphasis do you put on Abby's amazing words of wisdom that tipped you over the line?
Oh, it probably was the bit of glue to hold us all together, really, wasn't it?
Thank you for the milking, I appreciate it.
Inspirational words. No, thank you.
Is it one of those things where on the field, you know, teams have those sort of set plays and stuff where they have code names? Like, do you guys just go, all right, Abby time! Abby time!
Abby time, we need goals. Abby time, we need goals. Yeah.
Thank you, guys. I know it was stupid feedback. But what was it like? Because a lot of the... you've got, like, a younger team as well. So what was it like for the guys to bring home a win?
Oh, amazing. And the atmosphere... It wasn't like we just won a grand final, but it was bloody close. I think it was just relief more than anything. And for a lot of those guys, it was their first win for the club. Luke Hodge, no exception. He was over the moon. And then the young guys like Cam Rayner, Zach Bailey, Oscar McInerney, who have played in some losses to start their careers. But yesterday was some great rewards for their effort. And thrilled.
Mm. So it's like today's Mad Monday.
Not quite. We've got Sydney in 6 days, so we're happy with the win, but we shift our focus to Sydney because you get this winning feeling, you want to keep experiencing it. So we know we've still got a lot of work to catch the really good teams, but as I said, it's a great reward for effort.
What's the plan of attack? Are you going to stick with this goals theory that seems to be working well for you?
Well, it works. It worked once, so I can't see why it won't work again.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to be there at the Gabba this Saturday when you take on Sydney. So if you want, I can just have a sign. I'll just hold, get goals if you want.
We might get you down before the game.
Oh, my.
No, don't.
Zorko.
No, because I want them to win. And if they don't, you know what's going to happen. It'll be like, oh, Abby win.
Let's get Abby to do the warm-up, like the G-up for the fellas.
You come out just before we start in the huddle and get around us and get the last chat. That'd be great.
Goals. And then I'll just walk off.
Yeah. All right, let's organise this. We'll get a camera there. We'll get some audio. Zorko, hang there. We're going to put you onto the producers, mate. We'll put you back on
the hold.
Well
done on the win and good luck for Saturday, okay?
Thanks, guys. Thank you very much.
Stay there. We're going to get you talk to the producers and organise this.
I want them to win. I don't want to...
Oh, they'll win. They'll win.
This is the thing. Maybe it's your theory.
Yeah, okay.
Abby's theorem. That's going to get them to the grand final. Watch this space.
Let's not overshoot it. Up the ladder, okay? We're going to get there. Stop it.